All right. So, hey again. This is Bethany, and this is your bonus Stand Out and Get Paid Like a Rockstar. And today I have the fabulous Fiona Orr. As you know, she's one of our rockstar coaches, and she will be together, we'll be working together to answer any questions you have, to give you any feedback that you might have. So I am not teaching today. I was talking to Margaret, and, you know, I know some of you hopped on a little bit late and may have missed a hot seat or a Q&A, so we wanted to make sure that you squeezed every drop possible out of this incredible program. So I'm here, Fiona's here, to literally answer any questions you have, so you can star 2 to raise your hand. And like I said, I'm not going to teach any content today. You've been able to work through the modules, and so just give us what you got. So I have one hand raised already, so let me get to that. So remember, it's star 2 to raise your hand, and we would love to hear from you if, you know, you, of course, if you have been asking questions right along, and if you haven't, please feel free. This is your time to, you know, get any burning questions. If you want some support on some language, you know, how to word something, you know, sometimes it's hard to do it on your own, which is why we give you these incredible support calls, so that you don't have to do it all by yourself, because we want to help you, and we want you to stand out and get paid like a rock star. You know, we put together this program, and Margaret and I, we love it. We love teaching this information, and it works. And we don't want you to be stuck or feel that, you know, you're stuck or you're having a challenge, and we're here to support you. You know, we don't want this one burning question that you have to be the thing that keeps you from moving forward. So that's why we're here. So let's see. I got my first one here, and it looks like it says Kathy Michael.
Yes.
I've unmuted. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Fiona, how are you?
Good, this is Bethany, and then Fiona's here too. I think, Fiona, are you here?
Oh, Bethany.
Yep. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Kathy.
We're both here.
You've got both of us.
I've got to tell you, I've been rocking and rolling ever since I talked to Fiona. I think it was exactly 3 weeks ago. And I hadn't even given a thought of turning myself into a business. And now I'm just there. And I just know I can do it. All because of working through Margaret's programs. So the 6 levels, the 7 levels of wealth and the 7 levels of miracles. And then this one came on.
Yep.
It's like the timing has just been so perfect. I got to tell you guys are great. So I started.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was exactly that. The whole order was just, the timeline was just, couldn't have been more, it was impeccable. It was just impeccable.
Awesome.
And you guys have just the right things to say. And I've listened very quickly to everything so far just to be there, just so I didn't ask a question that was already answered somewhere. And I'll, of course, listen again. And yeah, Fiona, you're right. That call from Margaret on Friday was just off the charts. Incredible.
Awesome. Yeah, so if any of you, thanks for that. If any of you missed that call, you definitely want to go back. It was also another bonus that was given to you, and it's the perfect supplement to this program, all about, you know, raising your charisma and your energy so that you can get out there and do the talks that we showed you how to do in Module 4 and 5, so that you can take the strategy session selling bonus that I did and raise your energy and make those calls and feel confident while you're, you know, making an offer. So thank you for that. I will make sure Margaret hears all this. Thank you.
That would be a call to listen to many times.
Absolutely.
Many times.
Oh, yeah. You keep that in your back pocket for sure.
Absolutely.
So thank you for all the incredible words that you just said. Is there anything that we can help you with today on the call?
Well, yeah. So I started to organize myself by putting together a web page and trying to figure out how I wanted to organize it, and that's where I got stuck. Because I have a couple, I'm not sure exactly how to organize my niche, all right? I have one where I talk to women and one where I can talk to men. It's basically the same thing. Well, here, let me start. So my what I want to do is show women who are stuck in a relationship where they're feeling overwhelmed and overpowered, and they're living with a dominating, manipulative, aggressive, maybe even abusive male, and they've lost their voice. They can't speak up. They don't even know what to say or how to say it, just because they're maybe intimidated, or they maybe make you feel stupid. And so I show them how to go inside and find that voice and bring it out and just be, move from being in a closed place to an open place and just move to freedom, and they're able to speak up. And so I want to do that with women, but I want to do the same kind of thing with men also, whereas men who may have grown up with a father, a CL father, charismatic leader father, who mm-hmm. just like murdered them, who made them feel like they were just a piece of shit. And so they mm-hmm. lost, they decided, I never want to be my dad. My dad's aggressive and he's competitive and he's so macho and I never want to be like that. So what they did was they gave up their masculinity, and they went and developed their perceptive, kind, thoughtful part of themselves, and gave up the masculine part of themselves. So I can help them to refine that masculinity and balance themselves out and become whole and become forcefully healthy again. So those are the two kinds I want to work with, and I don't know how to pull that together.
So right off the bat, so you absolutely can work with both of these groups, and yes, you're right. The approach that you may use would be similar, right, to get them to that transformation. Absolutely.
Yes.
However, the language used to pull them in and speak to them is going to be very different. Very different for the women, very different from the men. You're going to talk to them in two different ways, I would say. So just a question, who are you working with anybody at the moment, or out of these two, who would you like to work with the most for right now? Does either one jump out at you?
Okay, well, I would say the women, because I've lived through it myself. I mean, that's what I lived through.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
I kind of figured.
And that's so great, because, you know, so often, and that's why we're so passionate about this, so often we are our perfect customer. We are the ones that have been through the trenches, and we know what it feels like. And so what I would say is focus on one for now and have confidence and know that as you work with some women, get this under your belt, that sometimes men will – you know, look at what you have, and, you know, and even if you're writing towards women, they're going to be like, hey, I see myself in there. Do you work with men? And you can absolutely say, yep, I do. And so have confidence that that will happen. But I would say for the sake of just without having to, like, split your brain and try to, you know, because what we're to try to do both, what we're asking you to do is it's challenging. You know, we're asking you to do all the perfect customer work, and then, you know, to create that opening mission statement, to build a talk. And then, I don't know if you saw on Module 6 yet, but there's your big why story. And to create that, I'm going to say your big why story, which is, that story that tells your perfect, incredible customer why you resonate with them, why you love them, where, you know, and usually it's your story, right, because you've been there typically, or you've seen it happen to somebody else and now you want to help this group of people, right? So typically there's some reason why, so, you know, you had something happen, there's been a shift in your life, and now you're ready to support others. So I believe that your big why story would probably come easier for you as well if you're focusing on the women, because, it, like you said, it was your experience. So I would say focus on one for now, focus on the women, and then have confidence and know that you can always later on pick up on the men after you've at least gone through it once with the women, at least go through all of this process, you know, maybe figure out your talk, do a talk, see how that feels for you, and then feel free to go through this whole program again, and then you can focus on the men. And, you know, for as far as your website goes, you could maybe have, you know, four women only, four men only, you know, and put it out that way. But the copy is going to be very, very different. And your approach, like I said, is probably going to be similar, but how you talk to them, what language is in their head is going to be different for the women and the men. So that was going to be my suggestion. How does that feel if I say that to you?
That all sounds good. That helps me to focus in, and I was getting mixed up and pulled in different directions.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard because, you know, of course, I know if you're like most of us, you don't want to leave anybody out, you know, and you have these incredible men that you've come in contact with that are probably already pretty conscious. And you're like, we need more of those. And you see how much you can offer to these incredible men to help them be more conscious, to help them step into their power. And that is incredible. So, you know, you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but just for the sake of, you know, you're working through this skill right now of, you know, working through the perfect customer work, and it is brain taxing enough, you know, it's challenging work. So let's be a little kinder to yourself and focus on one, get through it, play with that a little bit. You know, I always say while you're going through it, you know, during this process, get yourself some clients, do some talks, see how that feels, play with that, get comfortable with that. Then you can look at, you know, expanding or another program or something like that. But take something and go for it. Put all of your 100% into it. Feel so good and confident about it. And then you'll have some more bandwidth, some more energy to focus on, you know, another niche. Even though, like I said, the work is similar. But what you really have, you know, told me and everybody else, and I love when, you know, I get some kind of, you know, validation or, you know, like, hey, this is true, you know, because I tell people, and until you go through it, you know, it doesn't really mean anything until you dive into it. But you're like, yeah, I can see that I'm being split, and it's hard work when I'm split like that. And you'll be amazed that once you start to focus in, literally, like what happens for me is as I see that movie, as I watch that, you know, like your perfect woman client who's just been beaten down and, you know, in this terrible relationship, and you can see her so clearly. You can see, again, because you've experienced yourself, you know, the words that are running through her mind, the fears that are running through her, what she wishes and hopes for. And when you can see that so clearly, the words just start to come out, and they feel you, and they're like, God, she totally gets me. It's pretty unbelievable. Like, things just kind of line up. It's so beautiful. I don't know if Fiona, you have anything else to add to that, but feel free to chime in anytime.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think that's such great advice because, you know, that way, Kathy, you can really focus and, you know, go through it, and then you're going to see, as you're talking to people, you know, have those other words out there. So if you happen to be talking to the guy and you're picking up that he might be the person, you know, your perfect client, you can change the words and say, you know, I show women, and then you can say, but you know what, I also work with men too, because I find that a lot of times they have fathers, and you can have that second part that you told us available, and then you can see their reaction if you're getting a hit from them, that they might be, you know, your perfect customer like we talked before. And then, you know, you can explore that. But I think for all the marketing efforts right now, it's going to be so much easier for you to just focus in on the women and find those words. And then down the road, you could have a separate website, or you could have, you know, a tab where it says this is for women, this is for men, and go that route down the road. But for right now, I would focus in, like Bethany said, and start to make things happen. So yay you, Kathy, yay. I'm so excited.
Yes. So freaking awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so excited too. Now, do you guys have any how-tos anywhere or on websites? I mean,
do we have any
I put a thing on Facebook for, I've whittled it down to HostGator or Bluehost or maybe iPages. But they seem to have lots of templates and good service and seem to offer everything I would need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, you can start there, absolutely. I know when I started, I had somebody just do a basic WordPress site for me, and so HostGator is where I host mine as well, and that's just where you know, they're the ones that have the behind-the-scenes hosting of your website. They kind of hold the space for your website. for anyone who doesn't know. And then, yeah, so I know that they also have templates and they have folks. I didn't actually have my website built by them, but I know they do a lot of that. But, yeah, I did hire somebody, and you can go to Odesk or Elance.com. Both of those are good resources for people who are out there looking for work that, you know, have their resumes posted or that you can post what you're looking for and then interview people to do it for you. And, you know, I had somebody just put together a simple WordPress site. Like, they told me about the theme, because that's, you know, the presentation that your website is in. They helped me pick that out. They did, like, all the stuff that I couldn't do that required some kind of computer knowledge, which I don't have much. And then I was still able to go in and add content and add pictures and do my blog and things like that. So the one thing I want to make sure that you all have, especially if you're just starting out, and if you're, you know, you've built this, you know, multi-six-figure business and you've got people posting up your blogs and everything for you, that's fine. But if you don't, just make sure that you have a website that has a blog attached to it, that you yourself or an assistant or somebody without tech knowledge can go in there and refresh it and add a blog post every week, every 2 weeks or something. You do want to be able to do that, have some control over putting the content on your website. Because I do know, it's less now, but I do know that there are some folks who are still building websites that they have to do everything for you. And, you know, you just, that's really expensive and not necessary nowadays. Like I said, until you can, you know, when you can, you know, pay somebody to do that, you know, after you're making your multiple six figures, that's fine. But especially starting out, you want to have some control over that so that you can write and type in your blogs.
Well, I'm hoping to do this myself, and I'm just wondering, are there any things I really need to think about that I might have not thought of or that I need? Never mind. I'm just wondering what I've done a little research on it, and I've got some ideas. But I'm just afraid there's some things that technological things that I may have forgotten about. That I guess I'll find it as I go along, and they have a good help service desk.
Yeah. You know, that's the technological pieces that I worry about, is that, you know, you at least have something that you have control over. But you know, it's an endeavor. It's a challenge, even if it's do it yourself. But you know, you just set aside that time, and, you know, if you can find something where a lot of it's already done for you and it's more of just inputting information. The only other piece that you want to be aware of, because I know some of them have it and some of them don't, is you want to make sure that you, like I said, have the blog, but you also have an opt-in. So you have an opt-in page, and that's the page that you've seen on Margaret's site and like a million other sites.
Yes, where you have your free, about that.
Yeah, exactly. Your free video course that people, you're capturing name and emails. So some of those services will offer them and some of them don't, and you want to make sure that that is in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That it's sort of, we call it
a
squeeze page. Yep, exactly. But otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I guess I know that one. I'm just wondering what else is there that I really need. And so I need the blog and the opt-in button.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, like I said, look and see about making a squeeze page. So not just something on the side where you have name and email, but it would be good if there's a squeeze page. So it's like the first little, you know, like a little square that pops up that says, hey, come get my, you know, free video mini course, or get my free report that I have, you know, for you, and then name and email before they even go into your site. So just to clarify, a squeeze page versus just like an opt-in.
Okay.
But otherwise, that's all I can think of right now. Anything else, Fiona, coming up for you? Those are two main pieces I know of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that will give you a great start, and just having a way to capture people's information so that you can, you know, send them out. As you build and grow, you'll have that database of names. So we can't wait to see what happens for you, Kathy. Yay!
You too.
All right, Kathy, awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for all of your incredibly kind, fabulous words that we love at the beginning. And keep going, girl. This is it. I'm so psyched that you're getting out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, great work. All right, bye. All right, so next, let's see. I have a Skype call And it looks like Martin.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm very happy to be on the call. I didn't expect that.
Well, here you are. It's your lucky day.
yeah.
So, so great to hear your voice. So just give us a quick little blurb of what you do and what can we help you with?
Yeah, I have a hypnotherapy school in Amsterdam.
Okay.
And I can give students, I can certify in different certificates. And at one side, I want to evolve that and make that more lucrative. On the other side, I'm thinking about to take one niche, for example, people who want to break through emotional blockages. It's like a personal coaching program in many different packages. So I'm doubting now what is more smart to do, also money-wise, to continue evolving the school and make progress there with certificates and really create an institute, which I already have for people who can do different educational programs, certified, or just to go for one niche with one pain, one need, and to make all kinds of packages for those.
Sure. So I just want to ask you a couple of questions. So right now you have the school, and right now you are certifying students already, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Great. And how long have you been doing this?
I do this since 1999.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing this for a long time. Excellent.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So you've certified lots of students, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
Good. So it sounds like you've got two parts of your business, the part where you certify and then the other part where you're working with folks, you know, maybe one-on-one to help them through their blockages, or is it primarily you're just right now it's just you're certifying people?
Right now, I'm only certifying people, but I actually, I can do so many things, so I want to organize myself and my company to focus my energy more on making videos and a whole marketing strategy plan. So I'm actually in the position where I need to make a transformation to make a choice or maybe build on both niches.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay, good. Yeah, okay. Just wanted to double check. Okay, perfect. So so I'm wondering, so as you are working with the students, I mean, as far as ways to expand that, there's, and I don't know, again, I know, well, let me hold off on that for a minute. So as far as the student piece of it and the certifying piece of it, one way to create a more in-depth program is to create like a mastery class or what we call an inner circle or a mastery program or something where you would take, you know, just the top, you know, 10 students, or it would be by application only. And it would be a real exclusive program. You know, maybe they have to have already worked for a year or two or something, but it would be working with you primarily, which brings me to another question. In school, are you the one certifying the students? Are you the one teaching the classes?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you have any teachers working with you?
No, only me.
It's only you. Okay. So one of the models that you can consider is with this certifying of the students, when you create a mastery class, one of the reasons why that would be so exciting and so wonderful and amazing is because you are the one teaching it. You have a certain expertise, a way to bring these students deeper, right? So if they love working with you, it's a good way to get students who've already experienced your work, who like working with you, and give them an opportunity, a chance to go deeper with you. So maybe there's something that you offer that people say you're unbelievable at this, or or something that's unique about you, or a way that you perform this, or there's an issue that comes up all the time if your students are constantly saying, hey, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that, is there some kind of mastery class that you can address, like one of the main problems? Because you've worked with so many people, you know, that comes up. Is there a way that you can create a mastery class to get them to go deeper, right, to allow them to address, you know, some of the main issues that they're struggling with as practitioners? So that's one way that you can do it. And like I said, having like a deep dive mastery class where they're getting, you know, way beyond what they got in the certification. They're getting way beyond what, you know, maybe anybody else does out there, but you're taking them deeper. And whether it's with hypnotherapy or like you said, maybe there's a certain problem or maybe there's a certain issue that they're having, or maybe it's something with them. Maybe you're doing something, maybe it's more personal development for them that's going to then make them better practitioners or allow them to be even more superstars than they are. Okay?
Yeah. Got
so that's one way. And I don't know, and if things are popping up in your head, you know, feel free to shout them out and we can, you know, work from there. But another way, and then again, because it's just you teaching, to have this mastery class, sometimes you max out on how much you can actually charge as an investment. Because if you had other teachers, then you would be scarce, right? You'd be the scarce resource. You would be the one that they wouldn't have access to, that they want access to. So so as far as a business model, maybe there's a teacher that you can bring in to teach some of these classes while you leverage yourself and you only now teach the mastery class, which is a significant investment for the person who wants this mastery. Okay, so you've been doing this since 1999. You, I am sure, have an incredible wealth of knowledge and information that you have gathered over all these years in teaching everybody. Am I right with that?
Yeah, that's correct. That's why I'm a little bit confused, because I can make so many packages and go many directions. So now I'm thinking which way to go is the best.
Right. So that's one way that you can create a high-level program. You know, I don't know how much you charge for the classes, but, you know, within the thousands of dollars when it's a mastery class, right? So you can look at what you provide, who you are, what is unique about you, what can you teach that would either bring them to this next level or bring their practice to the next level. That's a total mastery class. Another way is, so, you know, that's something that you could probably do right now. What might take a little bit of work would be, like you said, you can absolutely do the niche. And both of these could be done and start breaking into more of a coaching people. But what I would say is, because you've worked with so many students since 1999, hopefully you have, you know, a larger database of emails and information, and you've been collecting all of that. Because you could also be an incredible, I know I keep going back to that. I feel like you've worked with so many students. I keep going back to.
I have AWeber as a management system. I have 40 students who I certified officially. So
yep.
I have 40 really good paid clients where I can
make
a circle program with. So my lists are very small yet, since I use AWeber for 2 years only, you see. So I started a little bit later to become more professional.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. You know, and there's ways of gathering the emails. You know, I'm sure you have phone numbers from some of these other people. You know, so you could even do some work and collect some more of those emails from folks that you had in the past and just say, hey, you know, you can even tell them I'm offering this mastery program and, you know, would you be, you know, interested if, you know, once you went through and worked it through and saw what you could possibly offer. So just because you don't have all those emails, you at least have, you know, people that you can contact in some way. However, if you could work with any other niche, if you could work with, who would they be? Where would you want to focus?
Well, I did many workshops of 2 days about self-confidence and changing your self-image.
Uh-huh.
which is quite successful, but on a small level, let's say 20, 30 people every 3 months.
That's great. That's really good, by the way. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, okay. So I have 350 people on that list, and actually all the time people are wanting more or less the same, right? Like breaking through emotional blockages. That's one big pain I see in all my clients.
Right.
So I was thinking to focus only on that, make one squeeze page and then give three videos and then maybe do a teleseminar and then offer them one one choice is like a half, to give them two choices after the teleseminar, like a long 1 year coaching training or focus more on the hypnotherapy students or do both. I think both is more something which is getting more clear now. Just do it both, you know, why not?
Yeah, but I think that you could, I think you could right now, I bet you that you could make a list of what could I offer as a mastery class, like make it super yummy and delicious, like what can you offer that they're craving, you know, and maybe you could even, before you created that, if you don't know, you could send out a questionnaire to the people or call them up and say, hey, you know, I'm looking to develop, like, where, what do you need? What could take you further, right? So you could ask them, you could ask your former students, and then right away you could have a mastery class, you could, you know, put a price tag of a few thousand dollars on it, and you could call people and talk them through it using the strategy session selling model. If you had access to that call, it's one of your bonus calls, you can use that, and you send out an application, you know, for this program, and they send it in, and you can literally talk them right through it. So you could do that right away, and then you already have this incredible list of 350 people, which is great, so why not use that, and like you said, offer them, you know, a five-week class, a six-week class, and then see what the interest is, see how many folks come on. And then from there, you can take them to a, you know, year-long or a six-month program. Or sometimes, sometimes you can even go right to a longer program. And you would do that by just taking those people on your list, again, making an application, which is, by the way, the best way to get good qualified leads for sales is to have an application. But send out an application, what's your name and all that stuff, and what kind of emotional blockages do you have, you know, get them just like we did in the perfect customer work. What are their pains? Where do they see themselves? Where do they want to go? You know, you ask a couple questions about their finances, and then you have them send this application back to you, and then you can see who sends it back and then talk to them about maybe a six-month program. So before even doing the teleseminar, if you already know, do you have an idea for the teleseminar, you know, like a 5 or 6 week course or the 6 months, do you have an idea of what you might want to talk about? Like if you could talk about anything, do you have an idea of what that would look like?
Yes, I have. Yeah. You want to know what it is, or what was it? The yes no question.
Throw a couple things at me.
Yeah, for example, with the niche of personal coaching and going through emotional blockages is about making a future perspective in different life areas. So it's like, how do you want to improve in your relations? How do you want to improve in your health, in your personal development? And then I have some good exercises to write that down so people get a clear perspective on their future, their desired future. And then I can make two or three programs to break through the blockages which might be in the way to achieve that desired future. And then offer them, for example, four live workshop days where I help them to go through those blockages, and then maybe some telecoaching calls to help them further. I can make that 1 year, or I can make that a 6 month program. That part I didn't make yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what you can do, since you already, you know, you want to keep you, so you definitely want to continue to do and build your list, right? So you, like you said, 20 and 30 people are coming to these at a time every 3 months. So you want to continue to do these talks. You want to continue to build your list. But now with this new focus of, like you said, getting them into this program, and you can start with a, you know, you can go right into the 6 month, or you can even do a 3 month. You know, you can do a 3 month program, $4,000. I mean, that's what we do in the U.S. I'm not sure, you know, what you guys get out there, but, you know, like a $4,000 investment for 12 weeks that really gets them to deep dive. And then you can throw in, you know, maybe a one-day workshop, like you said, and maybe a couple coaching calls, and try that out and see how that goes, even with the people that you already have. And you would do that by, with the people that you have right now, sending out an application and saying, look, I have this, you know, this incredible opportunity. I want you to know about it and come talk to me. We'll have a strategy session. And then you literally just attach the application, have them send it back to you, and then you start making those phone calls. And just even with 350 people, you could probably get, you know, 10 of those people in a, I would say start with a four-month program just to see how that goes for you. And I bet you that you could do that. I bet you could get them right into a four-month program right away, an inner circle, a deep dive program. You know, just invite them to work, inviting them to work with you deeper, on a deeper level, if they loved, you know, the course that you did. So you could definitely do the mastery class right now with the people that have already gone through the school, and you could do, with the 350 people that you have on your list right now, create another application, send that out to them, and just let them know that you're going to have some, what you want to do in that email when you send it out is you want to say, here's the application, have it right in the email, send it back to me. But you want to say a few things in the email, like, hey, you know, I've got this thing, I'm feeling inspired, I've got this incredible opportunity, I would love to talk to you. I know you went to one of my workshops, and see, you know, where you are, what's going on with you. I'd love to sit down with you and see, you know, where you are and where we could go together. And then you want to say, I have some limited seats because you're not going to be able to talk to everybody. You know, you maybe you have a 2 week period that you'll actually have these conversations, and for you to sit down and talk with me, you know, over the phone. And then, and then you just say, fill out the application, send it to me, send it back to me. And then you let them know that you are going to be starting these, you know, starting to take these calls for the application in, you know, 2 days, that you'll start to schedule them. And then make it so that the course will start in like a week. So you really give yourself, or maybe 2 weeks, and you give yourself, a week or two to talk to as many people as you can, get as many people as you can in it, and then start it within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it would go for you. So that you could do super quick, and then continue to schedule times where you're meeting people and you're going out and doing talks and getting more and more people on your list. And you can roll this out, you know, every, you know, if it's 12 weeks, you know, every twice a year, and start it off that way. And then that will give you some experience doing this, which then will lead to the 6 month and the 12 and the year round.
Okay.
At least this way you can get some quick money, dive in, try it out, see how it works for you, and then, you know, like I said, take it out to the 6 months and the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much. I can see that clearly, and I think it's good to first get some experience, as you said, about a small program, and then later on in the 6 or 12 month program.
And a 4 month is great. You know, 4 months is great. That's 3 months. Sorry, that's, you know, 12 weeks. You know, 12, right? 3 weeks. Yeah, sorry. I can't do my math. Or even a 3 month program where there's, you know, 12 weeks. That's a really good chunk. 12 or 16 weeks is a good chunk where you get to dive in deep. You're not pressured to have to come up with a year's, you know, worth of material. And then you get to practice, but you get to really take these people into some deep transformation in a 3 month or a 4 month program. And you can use the Perfect Customer Work you can use the bucketing, your brilliance work, all of that to create the copy for this kind of program. So just instead of thinking about the people, think about, okay, well, in this program, what's the transformation? What are their problems? What's the transformation? How can I focus this in? And that will help you come up with the marketing materials for it.
Yeah. So in the four-month program, you would do also some live workshop days or training days, or as well next to tele-coaching calls?
Well, if I was going to do a four-month program, I would do, you know, I would say about, you know, $4,000, four-month program. I would not do a workshop live. I would just offer with that some one-on-one coaching calls is what I would do, because you're giving a lot in that deep transformational work. You're giving a lot in that, you know, in that 12 or 16 weeks, and then offering maybe a couple one-on-one coaching will help them, you know, go deeper on their own issues that they have. But it depends on what your investment is. Now, if you want to do a you know, an 8-hour day or something, then I would bump up the investment. But right now, you know, very reasonable is, you know, 4,000 4 months. And you would get, and then they just get you on the phone, you know, for the weekly classes, and then you would offer maybe two or three one-on-one sessions individually. Because, again, when you're creating these programs, you want to think about leverage, and leverage means you not always working one-to-one with everybody, you finding ways of reaching a larger quantity of people but still offering a deeper transformational experience. So just by them having access to you on the weekly call, you know, where it's the group, is going to be incredible. You'll lead them through exercises, and then, you know, offering just some one-to-one with them as a bonus, you know, for maybe three times, that's not very leveraged, but it gives them, you know, it gives you comfort because you know that you're offering more. It's really for you. And then it gives them the opportunity to go deeper with you one-on-one. So that's the setup that I would use.
Okay, great, great, great.
And Bethany, if I can jump in real quick, I love the idea of the 1 or 2 day live classes becoming a funnel for the mastery class. So another option might be to offer, you know, let's say you have a one-day class in that four-month period, you could actually offer that as a bonus if they, you know, sign up with you that day, that they could become part of that class. And the reason I like offering that possibly as a bonus would be then that gives you an opportunity to talk throughout that day about working with you more. Because if people from your mastery class are in that day, you could also bring up from time to time, oh, and that's something that we focus on in my mastery class, or, you know, if they ask questions, you can kind of come back to that. And that could become a really great funnel for people working with you more one-on-one and you know, for the next level.
A day for upselling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that's great, Fiona. Yeah, because they could be, if they're not already hypnotherapists as well, too, they could jump into, so if the mastery class is about, you know, more for, you know, to take practitioners deeper, you may actually have people who could go become practitioners and then take the mastery class. Or if the mastery class is more, you know, just deep transformational work, that's totally right on, you know, so it can go either way. It could definitely be a funnel to bring them through to that as well. Yep.
Yeah, so a four-month program is every week 1 hour meeting on a tele-seminar?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you a lot for showing me a road in the infinite possibilities of marketing.
Yeah. Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you, Martin. Thanks for raising your hand and showing up. We totally appreciate you, and good luck, because you've done some incredible work, and you're right on. It's totally time for you to expand even more and to let more people see your brilliance and have access to you, and this is a great way to do it and to increase your income at the same time, which is awesome.
Yeah, thank you a lot. I'm very, very happy with this call. Thank you a lot.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All righty. So we have, I believe we have Corey. Hello.
Yes, hi, Bethany. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Corey.
That was an amazing. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He was incredibly amazing.
Yeah,
and yes, that was a great call.
Mm-hmm. He's got something going on and how he can, what he can do with it. And so.
Yeah, and that, of course, so goes for everybody on this call, that those are there's so many possibilities and ways you can go, but what we just showed Martin is a great way that anyone can grab onto that and go for it right now.
Right, I love that. And so the last time we talked, I was, you know, as you know, I'm really just starting my coaching practice for military spouses.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for, you know, to put a workshop together or just an opportunity to kind of work through my material.
Yeah.
So when we last spoke, I was, you know, I had put up flyers at the Starbucks for a free EFT tapping workshop for military spouses.
Yes.
And that was about 3 weeks ago, and I opened up my Tuesday mornings to do that. But and I used Eventbrite for sign up and everything, and I did a flyer with my name and my picture and all that stuff. I haven't had any takers, but in the meantime, when I got EFT certification levels 1 and 2 in spring, the woman that does that locally has them every like 6 months. So I noticed a month ago that it was coming up this past weekend. So I emailed her a couple weeks ago and said, hey, can I be your little helper? You know, I'll, you know, make sure the room temperature is fine and whatever, just to be in a room so I can, like, observe, you know, tapping workshops, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So she says, totally, yeah, please come. You know, you're very welcome. So I went there early, helped her set up. But not only that, she had me, like, demonstrate the basic tapping recipe. And even, you know, had me sit right up there with her.
Wow. That's
and, yeah, and so it was awesome. And then just before the first exercise, one woman was really struggling. She was completely lost about what we were doing and what's tapping, and she was in a lot of pain. So the EFT teacher told me, hey, Corey, can you take her for the first, you know, one-on-one exercise and work with her? I know. So, you know, we broke up, and so I was her partner, and, you know, she immediately started giving me work. She had just been furloughed from the government, so she was very anxious about her job situation and then her money and the judgment. You know, she'd worked for the government for 30 years and had no savings, and, you know, she was embarrassed,
right,
and she couldn't even face Susie Orman. So we, you know, we went right through those, you know, those words, and, you know, I tapped really over the top with her on, oh, my God, you know, I don't even have a month's worth of savings. And, you know, in the 5 minutes or, you know, 10 we worked together, we came back into the room, and she was like a different person. And so it was just like, wow, I can do this.
Corey,
and she went on.
Wow.
She went on to be the star.
She went on to be the star?
The star of the two-day program, because it was like full of professionals, like a doctor, a medical doctor, a therapist that flew all the way from California, and everybody knew about Carolyn Mace and this and that and the other thing. But she became the one that was like, okay, I'll be the volunteer. And she was a segregation. She was the first black girl in her high school, like how many gazillion years ago?
And she's
the only black person in this class of 15. And she raised her hand about how she wants to tap about her first day of school, and a white boy called her black, and she felt so dirty, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. It was really cool, and it just really showed me what I could do. And so the teacher asked me to come back this weekend for level 2, but unfortunately I'm, you know, doing the retreat for the Reese School of Energy Medicine, so I couldn't do it this weekend. But then she wants me, so I told her that I was doing workshops on base. She wants to, like, be in my workshops.
Yeah,
like,
so
oh,
here's
can
what
you,
I want.
Can you, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here's what I'm so impressed by you, and you are such a trailblazer. You're so unbelievable. So here's what I want to highlight for you, because, you know, in case you don't already see how amazing you are and how you basically went in there to this woman who's been teaching EFT, who I'm sure is brilliant, but you have a completely different way of doing it. You know, the person that you work with one-on-one becomes a star. She's the one with, you know, no savings or nothing compared to these doctors and everything else, but she's the one that rose up. So now she wants, this other woman wants to come to your workshops, right? Because you're just so unbelievable. I want to know if you can change how you're wording these workshops, and I want you to focus on, I don't know what you say on that flyer, but I kind of almost don't even want you to use the word EFT. I want you to pick one time somewhere that you can do a workshop, and look what you just revealed, like how much pain you revealed. And maybe it's, you know, you're looking for women who are, you know, ready to be these entrepreneurs. So, you know, you focus your marketing materials on that, but make it about that. What's the pain in that? Or maybe you're like, maybe you can see how somebody who doesn't have savings, who is totally embarrassed, all this, how does that person become an entrepreneur? How does that happen? Right? So maybe the workshop is on that, just to try something like that, to start grabbing some of these people. But okay. I want you to maybe not even mention the EFT, but okay. You have such a connection with these women. Like, look what you just did. Right? Look what you just did. And already, she was embarrassed. She has no savings. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even mention Susie Orman, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're really getting into how these women are feeling. So what if that was the focus of the workshop, something like that? You know, and granted, you can still, you know, are you an entrepreneur? Do you have this entrepreneurial dream? However, you're feeling like this, embarrassed. You don't have enough, you know, maybe. Now, you don't want people who have no money either. But right. At least to start off with, you know, a free workshop to see. Because remember, they do have ways of getting money, right? They do have ways of getting money. So it's not like, so maybe this person on their own doesn't necessarily have a savings or doesn't have any money, but they have ways of getting money, whether it's through their spouse or whatever. But, you know, dealing with some of that first, like dealing with, so maybe the first workshop that you can put out there for these women is what I'm seeing is like this progression. They're entrepreneurs, they want to get their business, and you're going to support them in that, but how are they even before that piece of it? Maybe there's this, maybe you have to help them see that that's actually a possibility. So you're like, you know, who are you as this woman, as this spouse, you know, and how are they feeling right now in this moment? And maybe from that place, you start plucking out the entrepreneurs. But let's get the women first, maybe. Right. Do you know what I mean? Right? So I think about like Margaret's, you know, the programs that she has, 7 levels of wealth manifestation, right? So that focuses on money. It focuses on, you know, the vows that we have that's keeping us, you know, out of wealth, out of money. Well, not all of those people would be in the Rockstar program. Not all of those people would even be in Stand Out Like a Rockstar, which is where you all are all now. You know, not all of them are here because maybe they don't have a mission. They don't have a business. They're not looking to up-level in that kind of way. But the first net is cast. So the ideal person would be, you know, maybe somebody who's an entrepreneur for you and a spouse. But to get there, maybe you get to cast the net a little bit wider initially, knowing that that's your perfect customer. That's who you want. But what are their initial problems first? So what do they need to hear from you first? So maybe it's just like this woman that you worked with and, you know, it's more of who am I when I'm not this spouse? Who am I, you know, or what are some of their pains? You know, who am I without my own money? Who am I without my own bank account? Who am I without that when I'm just somebody's military spouse? Dealing with that kind of issues, doing some workshops around that potentially. And then from there saying, okay, so how many of you here, you know, are ready to build your own business or are ready to move forward? And some may and some may not. But it gives you, then you can take those people further potentially. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because one thing I just found is like I talked to this woman who was a PhD in engineering, and she's a spouse, but she really is not concerned about money or anything, but what she says is she'd like to not have to justify her shoe purchases to her husband.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So you've got these, so I feel like there's a deeper, you're discovering because, and I want everybody to see this and I want you to see this, because Corey is out there, right? So, and this is what I encourage all of you to do, and I encourage the rock stars to do. So, yes, some of this work needs to be done, you know, in your mind, in your head. You're writing things down. You're, you know, crafting your opening mission statements and all that. Then it is imperative that you get your butt out from the computer and out meeting and talking to people. That helps to solidify it even more. Mm-hmm. So do you see, Corey, how, and I want everybody to see, how you're now like, hey, maybe the real issue is, I want to, you know, maybe ultimately you have this incredible in-depth, you know, inner circle mastery program yourself that is all about, you know, getting these women entrepreneurs ready and resources and all that. Maybe that's later potentially, or maybe that's, you know, where you ultimately want to go. But you're starting to reveal as you're out there, as you're talking to people that, hey, some are concerned with money, some aren't, but it's having to justify their money. It's having to, you know, have this incredible PhD and you're a military spouse and you have to justify this and you have to, you know what I mean? And there's all those ands that go along with that that isn't very empowering.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In fact, it's downright shitty feeling, don't you think,
exactly.
Sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. Another lady, we were sitting up next to each other, we were joking, and she said, she's just like me, kids are, you know, in college. Her guy is retiring in a few years, and here's what she says. She says, he has already hinted that he expects her to be earning some income soon, too. You know, and she's like, you know, I haven't been to work, and she doesn't even know what she wants to be. You know,
right.
It's like, okay, honey, time for you to go out there and make money. And it's like, asshole, I've been home working kind of thing.
Exactly. So what's really being shown to you is all these different, you know, it's definitely women, it's these military spouses, and so maybe there's a step of feeling or empowerment or something that comes before them, you know, saying, allowing them to see that they're ready to be entrepreneurs, right? So some might already know, but we haven't quite found those yet, or you're seeing them a little bit, so maybe there's a step that they need to feel. So that's your one-day workshop, you know, getting them to a certain place or a certain feeling to allow them to then be ready to work with you further on the second half that you've sort of crafted already, that you've got laid out, is the entrepreneurial piece of it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you just went through it right now. I mean, already it's no savings. They're embarrassed. They're like, hello, asshole. Like, you know, hey, what do you think I've been doing all this time? So dealing with those kind of feelings, dealing with that kind of stuff, and having the promise of the workshop be something like, you know, more than feeling empowered, but feeling like, you know, what could I possibly do? How can I earn an income? What would that be like for me? Having that be the promise gets them set up for the next piece for you. Right? So are you feeling embarrassed? You don't have money. You don't have the savings. You have to justify your shoe purchases.
Okay.
Well, what if it didn't have to be that way?
Okay.
What? Imagine what your life would look like if you had your own, you know, your own thing, your own entrepreneurial endeavors, or your own way to make money, or what would that even look like for you? Can you imagine? Come to this workshop and let's look for possibilities, or let's look for ways that that can actually happen for you. But you're really in that workshop going to be taking them through those feelings so that they can get to this other place and prepare them and be ready for taking that next step of, okay, what is it going to look like for me? Do I even want it? And if I do, what does that look like for me?
Thank you so much.
Because I want that to be, because that's a kick-ass workshop right there. That's something that they can, so EFT is great and all that stuff, but that woman's already doing her EFT around there. That's fine. Let her have that. You have, and you'll do EFT in yours. You're going to EFT them to death. Mm-hmm. You're going to have them tapping like crazy till they're black and blue. Mm-hmm. However, the real power is who you are, is where you come from, is the incredible people that you're meeting, and what you're feeling, you're seeing right now is their pains, and how you can help them in that. That's the real power of you, Corey.
Wow, cool. Thank you so much.
Do you have another question?
Yes, just about videos. So yesterday morning, I think I spent like 2 hours, maybe even more. I would have, except I have to run to this networking event, just take after take after take, such that my opening mission statement, I got it down. And I kind of know where to go with it. And also, I noticed how very – I thought I was being very clear and professional, but I noticed how really stiff I was. And
yeah.
That whole thing about what am I hiding and what do I not want them to see, I'm like, holy cow. Okay. But it just doing it after, you know, again and again and again. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm getting there. So
nice.
That was really cool. And then another idea was, you know, what you do, like what you were doing with Martin about, you know, just committing, you know, like for this EFT workshop, my calendar was so full and I was like, you know, I waited till the last minute to commit to her that I would come. And I was like, well, this and that. And I'm like, Corey, just commit. Will you go or will you not go? And I said, okay, I will go. It was just a huge thing for me because I just like, should I do this? Should I do that? And it just, you know, I get stuck in that. So thank you for your, I call it Bethany's energetic bitch slapping. That just really gets me to like, okay, yes. And then go. So thank you so much for that.
All right. Well, I like that. I'm going to steal that. Thanks, Corey. That's brilliant. And I just, you know, you didn't know what to expect. You went out there and you're like, I don't know. And you put yourself on the line. You're like, I don't know about this lady. I don't know how it's going to serve me. Mm-hmm. But because you stepped up and you said, yes, universe, I'm ready. Just show me. Like, here I am. You had your, you know, you've been working through your material. You've been working through this sit down and get paid like a rock star. You've been doing the work. And then when you show up, miracles freaking happen. So, and now, like you said, this woman wants to be in your workshop. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, you know, keep the energy moving forward. I love that you have your opening mission statement down. And I think when you shift what the focus of this workshop to what we just talked about, and you talk to people about that, and you make it like one time, you know, give yourself a couple weeks to go and literally talk to people, just like you're doing. Like, in fact, before you go to this networking event, I would plunk a date on the calendar, even if you don't know where it is, even if it's at your house, I don't know, have faith that something will show up. Let them know what you're doing. Say, look, I'm doing this incredible workshop on this, and this, and say, you know, would you who would you know might want to really, you know, who would benefit from this talk that I'm going to give? Because I am here for service, which is true. I want to transform lives. This is what I've seen, and I want to bring some of this out in the open. I want to, you know, I talk to so many spouses, and this is what they're feeling, your opening mission statement. And who do you know that would benefit from this kind of talk? Because I'm giving it in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And just start acting as if. Pretend it's freaking happening, and it totally will.
Okay.
Just pick a date.
Great, because I've got a networking event tomorrow night, a big one, so.
Awesome. And that's what you use it for that.
Okay.
You're like, you are finding people to go to this talk. You are finding people that could, you know, that know people that will go to this talk that you're going to give.
Okay, cool. Thank you so
much. So all you need to do right now is find a date. See if you can find a place for it. If not, pick the date. Get some names and emails. And all you need to have is you don't know exactly what you're going to say on that talk, but you know some of the pains already that you want to address. And you can just brainstorm a couple transformations. That's all you need, a couple pains, a couple transformations.
Okay.
Like, look, I do this incredible talk that, you know, here's people who come in and they're feeling like this, and when they leave, they feel like this, and they have a plan.
Yeah, I'll tweak my 40-minute talk that I did for the looking for the other thing. I can totally make it for this one.
Absolutely. And then this can be, you know, again, and that's why it's great to have a talk. Now you can tweak it. You know, as you go, and then you don't have to reinvent the wheel, and it makes it so much more easy.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank
you,
Fiona.
You're kick-ass, lady. Totally cool. All right. So, let's see. I have, I think I'd know your name by now, and it says Andre, but I know it's not.
And you know it's Jennifer the printmaker, yes.
I
keep trying
exactly
to change
100%.
That, and it doesn't work.
It's all good.
Hi,
I know. I wish we could change it in the system, but we can't. Hello.
Hi, Fiona.
All right.
Hi.
Okay, so what I put together for today is I'd love to run through my script for my upcoming studio visit with a group of print collectors and just get any feedback on how I could tweak it or rearrange it just to make sure I'm really targeting everybody in the best way.
Sure.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I've written it, so I'm just going to read it out and try to do my best to be charismatic. But.
Perfect.
Hello, I'm Jennifer, and my passion is helping artists to realize their creative potential by collaborating on the creative production of specialty print projects. Welcome to the studio where the magic happens, and the alchemy of the collaborative process turns an artist's ideas into printmaking gold. My intention today is to share as much great information with you, including showing you the processes and specialty equipment used in the studio to make the magic happen, telling you stories about working with artists on their projects, and of course, sharing many works with you from the completed projects. At the studio, there's a lot of specialty equipment that no one else has, and there's a lot of equipment that thousands of other people have, but no one uses it quite like I do to make innovative print projects. So tonight, you'll see and experience all of my studio production secrets. Also, as print collectors, I know you're really interested in seeing great prints that you can enjoy as part of your own personal collections. So we'll conclude tonight's presentation with exploring a selection of amazing prints and projects from various artists that are available for you to collect directly through my studio tonight. Does that sound great or what? And then I rattle on for 40 minutes and show them things for 40 minutes and pull out all the, like, magic bits and pieces for them to see and ooh and ah over, and I slay them. And then I say, you came here today for a studio visit, and you've experienced a brief education to help you better understand the printmaking process and even to better understand the works in your own personal collections. Now you'll feel confident in continuing to build your collections and acquire prints that utilize the experimental and innovative processes that you learned about tonight. Now that you've become familiar with my studio and the print collaboration process, I'd be honored to be involved in any of your group's commissioned artist print projects. I would love to collaborate with an artist that your group selects or to nominate a number of artists I know for your consideration in creating an exciting and innovative print edition. I invite you to consider me your personal resource for all aspects of your print interest, including the areas of collaboration, production, and collecting, or anything else you can think of that involves print making. And as a bonus tonight, I'm inviting you to fill out a short form with your contact information, which will allow me to keep you updated on studio events, new projects, special offerings. When you fill out the form, one of you will be randomly selected and receive this newly published book, which I hold up then, Code Digital Printmaking. This book includes a chapter featuring this studio and many of the cutting-edge processes, techniques, and projects that you've seen tonight. I'll even sign it for you. As an added bonus, for tonight only, I'm offering a 10% discount on the prints that are on display and available for you to purchase for your own collections. And I'm considering saying for each additional print you'd like to purchase tonight, the discount will increase by 5%. And then I continue on saying, thank you for visiting the studio for this official presentation. I invite you to continue exploring the prints that are on display for your group tonight and to ask any questions about the prints or to speak with me about acquiring any of the prints for your own collection. Thank you for being such a fabulous, engaging audience.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. You are un-freaking believable. I have a couple of comments, but overall, you are unbelievably freaking unbelievable. I'm so proud of you. That was so kick-ass. You are I'm just floored. Like, incredible. I love your beginning. I loved the, to be your personal resource, and, that was at the end. I loved the, I made notes. Like the printmaking gold. Incredible. Love that. Alchemy of collaborative something or other. Love that too. I love how you promised I'll be sharing works from completed projects. Nobody uses the studio or this equipment like me. Totally awesome. Creates scarcity, creates, that you're the expert, you're unbelievable. Totally freaking awesome. I totally love that. And I love how you slay them and you go through. And then at the end, so here's what I want to say about the end.
and I'm wondering if there's a way we can tweak it, and I'll tell you why. I love the end. I would bring in a little bit more of the, I want you to basically use what you said in the beginning in the end too. For example, you said, you know, you came here for a studio visit, but you came away with a way better understanding and an innovative process, which that's fine, but I want you to use some of the magically, like, way cool words that you used before down there, right?
Okay.
So instead of, like, way better understanding, no, like, you saw, like, how you've, you know, I'm the only way, and you will reinforce that throughout the whole talk, like, only I use it this way. Like, this is a pretty incredible, you know, like, this is my own special sauce. You know, so you got to see, you know, something like, you know, the only way that I'm the only one who does it, or, you know, something like that. Just bring that back into it.
Okay.
So more than a better understanding. Like, and you said innovative process, and that's good too, but I kind of want a little bit more. I want a little bit more pop. Like, you want to remind them how freaking amazing this was, that, again, you'll see, you know, this equipment that they haven't seen before, but also how you use it and your process is, you saw how I work with other artists and how unique that is, you know, and I just, you know, you're reinforcing how unique that is and how amazing that is, okay? So I want that in there. So I want that pumped up a little bit with a little bit more of the yummy language there that you have, like, at the beginning. You've got it down. Just put it, sprinkle it in there a little bit more. And the only thing about the end that I'm afraid of is that typically at the end, when we're making a request, when we're asking for a call to action, typically you want it to be one. You know what I mean? You want it to typically be one thing. And because they can sometimes get confused if it's too many things. So I absolutely loved how you said to them that, you know, I would be honored and would love to collaborate for your consideration. Like, I love that. I absolutely love that. So what I'm feeling into here, is it too much to say that and have them go and buy stuff? Now, they're print collectors. They're going to want to buy stuff anyway. So you're sort of, you told them that you would bring that. I just don't want that piece to get lost. You know what I mean? I want that to be the highlight, because that's where you're going to really get, that's where they're a resource for you. That's where you're going to get a lot more potential, a lot more money, a lot more, you know, connection with them is with that piece of it, with the, you know, collaborating with them. You gave them specific examples of how you could be a resource for them, specific examples of how you could collaborate, which is brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I want everybody to see that. She was so specific that they're going to be looking and saying, oh, my God, she could be the woman that would pick. She might have somebody in mind. We could totally use her like this. It would be awesome, right? That was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So I'm wondering if saying that and, you know, having them, inviting them to, you know, buy some things is going to be too much. I love the bonus. I don't know. How does that feel for you, Fiona? Because typically it's one call to action, and I'm just wondering if there's a way that you can put that within, if there's a moment where you stop them, like, in the middle of it, you know, and you're saying, you know, as you're printing something or as you're showing them something, you're saying, and here, I want you to write this down. You know, like, maybe it can be moved sort of in the middle within the content somewhere. I want you to write this down. This is what I, you know, this is what I do. I know that you would, you know, that you work with artists, but I would love to be a resource, and just say that whole piece of it. Like, I want you to write this down because I want you to remember me. I want you to remember that you had this experience and that you had these incredible aha moments and that I can be a resource for you. I would love to collaborate with you. That is what I do, as you see all these examples. And then you sort of continue teaching, reinforcing that again and again, and then maybe your final takeaway is the one where they, you know, you have the bonus and then they can go buy print. Or the buying prints is in the middle and then the last piece is that. But if you make them write it down, if you kind of make them star it and make them say, hey, and make a point of really boing, you know, highlighting it on their page, that might be a way to do it as well. Because that seems to me even bigger than even them buying prints, which I know they'll do right now. But, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, there's instant money right there for them buying prints. However, wouldn't it be a total boon, incredible, if they actually, you know, had you collaborate with them?
Yeah, I think it would be, I mean, I do love the part about how I can be a resource for them as a print professional. And I did feel like I was stacking, like, offer upon offer upon offer. And so I was, I couldn't quite get my head around, like, how to parse that out. Or if I should make one offer, and then since I'm trying to collect the information, then follow up with an email, which I don't think is as dynamic, but maybe it's a way to parse it out.
Well, it's not as powerful. You want to capture them while they're in the room, right? You definitely want to capture them while they're in the room. So, you know, you could, I mean, it's two offers. It's a request, you know.
I could follow up. Yeah, I think it's pretty understood that they're going to be able to shop. And I am in the beginning saying I'm going to show you prints that will be available for you to collect directly from the studio. But I think that maybe I could follow up with the discount offer in an email, because I could say, oh, thanks so much for visiting the studio. As you know, and if they are purchasing that night, I would still offer them that 10% discount. But then follow up with an email saying, you know, I know you all took a look at print, and if there's something really special that you feel like you missed out on and are still interested in, I'd be happy to have you come in and review the prints again, and I'm offering this special 10% discount. But since anybody who purchased previously already received it, they won't feel like they missed out on a discount.
Sure.
But I'm
that's
sort
a great
of re-inviting people. Yeah,
that's a great way to do it. And, you know, as I'm just sort of listening to it myself, I'm listening to what that would feel like for me. They're understanding that they're going to be able to buy prints. That's pretty much a given in this kind of situation. So really the extra piece is the piece of you asking to be, you know, that entire thing was so incredible. I would love to collaborate with you I loved that. And the only thing I would get rid of, or anything else you can think of, just because you want to give them what you want, and they'll come up with more stuff on their own. But you want to give them what you want. So you outlined, I think, two or three ways that you could work and collaborate with them. So again, see if that can fit in the middle, that you can highlight that and talk about that. And if not, leave it where it is. But you know, just make sure that they're standing there, they're with you, and you're looking at them, and they're seeing your engagement, and you're saying all that to them, and that's, you know, it's beautiful. And then you're saying, great, and as a bonus, you know, I'm going to have you fill out this form because I've got, you know, this book. And, of course, you know, feel free to grab the prints. They're 10% off for you today, right? So that'll be, like, sort of the last thing that you say, which is exciting, but it's not going to be as exciting as the initial call to action, which is, see me as a resource. See me as someone who's going to work with you. Let's collaborate together because I'm so freaking awesome. Remember, I just showed you how awesome I was.
Okay.
I love that. Brilliant. Anything, Fiona?
Jennifer. How are they going to be kind of wandering in bit by bit, or are they all coming in as a big group?
They're going to be coming in at a specific time as a big group.
Okay. Because I was wondering if you could put the kind of the book piece as they were kind of wandering in, you know, having them fill it out and letting them know that was coming, to move it to that.
That's a great idea.
That might, you know, a few minutes as people are coming in.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a bit of time for them coming in, just because they come to the building, you have to make it up to the 10th floor. So I'm anticipating like little batches coming in, and I thought about, you know, at that point, sort of greeting everybody and telling everybody sort of individually or in small groups as they're coming in that, you know, this is an opportunity for you to sign up, but I'm going to be sharing this book with you all, and one of you will receive a copy of it tonight. And then maybe just, again, in the actual script later on saying, oh, everybody who filled this out, if somebody didn't, here's a reminder, fill out your form, because everybody's filled one out, and this is going to be yours to take home tonight if you're the lucky person who was selected.
Perfect. That's brilliant. Having the book there, a little thing that says, you know, here, you know, put your name and email. I'm going to raffle off this incredible book, which I'm going to talk about. And then you'll also receive, you know, I just want to let them know you'll also receive, you know, whatever amazingness that you'll be sending out to them. you know, ideas for collaboration, print specials, what other amazing stuff that they might want for you from you. That's a great idea. I love that too.
Love
that separates that out. Yep.
Yeah, it also features you. I mean, you're in the book, so it also gives that credibility before you've even started talking. You know, you can have the book open to your section and have it that way. And then I was going to say, I thought it was beautiful. I love how you're using your favorite word, you know, the magic piece, because that's so you all throughout. And then I wanted you to actually, I was thinking the same thing that Bethany was thinking, but I was doing it in a different way, because I wanted you to move something up front from the ending that some of you are going to want to, you know, use me as a resource, and I'm going to point out as we're going through where I can become like your secret weapon.
Love it.
So, you know, saying something up front too can highlight that as well, and then it'll put that into their minds from the beginning, if that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense to me anyway.
Yeah, maybe in the section where I say when I talk about my intention today is this,
mm-hmm.
and as we go through, you'll see how I can be a resource for you and your as print collectors, as print enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love, like, maybe even using the word secret weapon. Like, I can be your secret weapon.
Yeah.
To, you know, find prints or to be, you know, to whichever, as you see the people coming in and what kind of group they, you know, who they are as you're greeting them, you can kind of see which one do you want to really focus on. If you have a lot of people that could be a great resource and bring clients to you, you know, focus on that, because that's really where the money is going to be down the road. But you'll get a feel for that as you're greeting them and meeting them.
Okay, secret weapon, or what about fairy godmother of print?
Could be.
Yeah, I would feel the group in on. I would feel out the group on that one. That doesn't.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
A little less. I don't know who you. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know how you are as far as, you know. It's a little airy-fairy for me, which I am very airy-fairy, actually. Secret weapon might be a little too kick-ass for you, a little too much like 007, like maybe that's really not what you are. So find something maybe in between that if secret weapon doesn't work. Fairy godmother, you know, may or may not work. Yeah, I don't know how you talk. If that's the way you talk, if that's the kind of, you know, if that's the kind of image you want to present, but...
I'm a charismatic leader. I can talk any way anybody needs me to talk.
Right. All right. I would opt for secret weapon over fairy godmother.
Okay. Okay.
But you've got the magic wand that you like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would prefer to be like a sorcerer over a, you know, fairy godmother potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I adored it. That was so awesome. I didn't get to say how awesome I thought it was as well. So that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So right on, lady. And I wanted to highlight one particular piece of this, because you're doing more of, it's a little bit more of B2B. It's a little more business to business a little bit, the structure of your, you know, of your business. And it's a little bit harder for the Stand Out and Get Paid Like a Rockstar model to fit in there. It can fit, and it does. And you can take away pieces that will absolutely bring in income and, you know, it can help you explode who you are in your field. And you're completely demonstrating that. So I just want to say what incredible work you're doing. You're taking something that, you know, you could have said, you know, this doesn't really fit, but instead, you know, the key question here is, how does this fit? How can I use this? And you're doing it, and you're just doing an incredible job of it. So it's just, I can't wait. Please let us know how this goes for you. I want to hear it. And I think if you just make those couple of tweaks, you know, have the desk and put that with the, you know, the book and let them know and have it open to the page, the credibility piece is brilliant. And then just making sure that, you know, you talk to them about at the end. Keep it at the end, that's fine, because then you can be like, yep, and then now you get 10% off your print. That's fine. That's an added bonus, just because I love you guys, right? And you can have a sign, too, that even says that, you know, 10% off prints. You can have a sign made or something, even, again, ahead of time, reinforcing that, right? So the main piece that they're getting from this, or that you're starring, I would make them write it down, too. Anything you want them to take home, you know, to say, I know that you are going to be wowed by all these prints, but I want to focus you in on one more minute, because here's my expertise. Besides the printing, I'm incredible at this collaboration piece. I've, you know, and again, you want to be peppering your entire 40-minute talk with all these examples of these incredible collaborations of how, you know, you highlighted this artist and how you did this and how you did that and how you had this unique approach to it. And like, you want to, of course, be highlighting that the entire time, like little stars throughout the whole thing. And then now you get to go see, you know, you get to see the amazing examples of how I work with people. Well, I want to be that resource for you. I want to be your, you know, your stealth weapon or whatever, Fiona said. Like, I want to be, you know, I want to be this magic wand for you. And this is my expertise, is putting people together and creating incredible works of art. That is, you know, and this is how I do it. So please star this, write this down, write my name down, star this, that I would love to do this, A, B, or C with you. And it's been amazing to have you here. Now, at the same time, we've got our bonus and blah, blah.
And here's another idea that just popped into my mind. You know, you could, because Bethany was saying you could write, they have them write things down. What if you actually gave them, printed out a place for them to take notes? Because I don't know what they're coming in the door with. And you could have kind of your outline of what you're showing them, you know, where you could say, and then you could have questions like, it's a resource for them to take notes, right? But at the bottom is the coupon that they could get the 10% off. And then you could have places like, you could have things in there saying at a certain section, wait a minute, it was clear a minute ago. Hold on. I'm kind of getting confused myself. But like I was thinking like so-and-so would love this print. Like you could almost have fill in the blank kind of thing where you'd say, just a reminder, star, so-and-so, a blank line, would love to collaborate on this. Or, you know what I mean, like almost like prompt questions that you could have.
Mm-hmm.
You have lines for them to take notes, but you could also have like little prompt questions for you, seeding in for them the kind of things that you're going to talk about in the talk, and then like little places where they could make notes for themselves, but it's really kind of cool, like they it's putting it into their head that that's the place where they could collaborate. That's the place where so-and-so would love that print. That's the place where that would be a great Christmas gift for somebody. You know, that kind of thing, as you're going through your talk, they could be taking notes.
Right.
And you're feeding it as you're going along, if that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah, totally.
And then the coupon there at the bottom, so then you could just, instead of it being like a big thing, you could say, hey, here's the coupon to use, and then that's the way you could highlight that instead of it, and then you could focus your words on being the resource.
Yes.
I love that idea. I love the prompt questions. I just looked at it on my little paper right here, and I can totally see how you can just say, look, there's, you know, I know that this art means so much to you. You know, all the stuff that you're going to say in your talk, and these are enthusiasts, blah blah blah. And I know that sometimes we get talking and, you know, we forget things, and I don't want you to forget things. So I have put together these little questions for you, like, who would love this print, you know what I mean, and so, so that you remember, so you have a place to take notes. And also, you know, blank is an artist that I would love to introduce Jennifer to. You know, again, remember, keep me as your resource. So I just want you to capture these right now. Just take a moment to capture these so that you remember me and that you know that I can be there for you, because that, you know, again, this is my favorite thing. This is my passion, blah, blah, blah. But I can totally, you know, and whatever the questions were, but I think that's a great idea, making them fill it out right there in the spot. Perfect.
Yeah, I love all those ideas. I love it.
Well, Jennifer, we love you and all of you, and thank you so much for that. And please let us know how this goes, because I'm really excited about it.
I will. I'm excited too. So thank you so much, both of you, for all of the help.
Our pleasure. When is this, Jennifer?
It's in about 10 days.
What's the date?
October 21st.
All right, great. I just want to make sure so that you can let us know how it goes. October 21st. Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And I feel I got to practice a little bit. I had an impromptu small group show up at the studio last week. It was a woman who distributes Japanese printmaking papers in the U.S., and she had four Japanese paper makers with her who were visiting. And they came to the studio to see a project I had completed this summer where I had some concerns about the paper because it wasn't testing for my methods as being acid-free.
and archival. Mm-hmm. And so she had contacted the paper maker and done research and had testing done, you know, was really thoughtful about it all. But she said, oh, I'd like to come see the project. And so she brought them, and they were really impressed by the project. And they said, oh, can we take pictures? I was like, of course, take pictures. And they took pictures of me with the project. And at the end of it, I showed them a couple of other projects, one of which is printed with an ink that luminesces when you photograph it with a flash. And so because they were Japanese and didn't speak much English, the one paper distributor did, but I had to, like, show them with my iPhone, like, here's the picture. Here it is with the flash. And as soon as they saw the photo light up, they were like, ooh. And I was like, I know it. I'm slaying them. I'm bringing my A game. So I just felt
nice.
Like, I can do this.
Yeah,
I can do it.
And what I love about that is once you have that all completed, you have that ready to go anytime that ever happens again. Like, as soon as somebody just shows up, you already have a 40-minute talk you can just go right into. And imagine how
right,
that
right.
elevates you in terms of how professional. It's going to seem to them like you're just doing it off the cuff, but you're going to have it all, you know, laid out and ready to go, and it's just going to be so amazing and just take you to that next level. So I just love it, and I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Me too.
Great work,
thanks,
lady.
So much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whew, well, Fiona, that was incredible. So that's the end. We have just, wow, I am so impressed with all of you and the incredible hard work you do, the way that you're elevating, the way that you're bringing your A game, and you're totally stepping into the standout and get paid like a rock star. You guys are unbelievable. Thank you so much. And this is the end. This is our last hot seat. So we'll be looking on Facebook. So please let us know how it's going for you on Facebook. Use each other as a resource. And anything else you want to add, Fiona?
No, I wanted to thank you, Bethany, for allowing us to have this extra hot seat class. I thought it was a fantastic everything that came up today was just so beautiful. And, you know, we can each take from each person that we heard and take that piece that we needed to hear out and just start to use that. And my final thing is just ask, like Corey did. Start asking people, ask, take those inspired actions, and you never know where they're going to lead you, because looking forward, they don't seem to make sense, but when you already are in the future and looking back, you're going to be able to say, this thing took me to this thing, and that introduced me to that person, and that person changed my life, and you're going to see how it all played out together. But it's taking action on those inspired thoughts and continuing to ask and get out from behind the computer and get out and meet people and make the magic happen. So
totally.
Thanks so much.
And I know that, and I'm just going to do one quick little plug for us, because we do have, you all have a free ticket to Ignite. Which is going to be in March this year, March in Boston this year, which is Margaret and I's home turf. So if any of you are planning to come to Ignite to use that ticket, we would love to see you. So please make sure both Fiona and I will be there. Margaret will be there. And it's March 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we would absolutely love to see you. So make sure that you come up to us and let us know exactly who you are, so we can give you a huge hug instead of being on virtual. All right. So
that.
You guys rock. Stand out and get paid like a rock star. This is your time. Act. Ask. And we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.